Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, at PBA, till you can't.
Whoa!
Yeah, two nights of concerts for Cody Johnson at PBA. 464-5685. One is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating in the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
We about to hit the button.
Wow, he's playing two nights at PBA. Go ahead.
Cody Johnson. First time since Garth Brooks that you've had any sort of back-to-back night concerts.
I'll be darned.
Whoa.
At PBA. That was close, by the way.
So you held back.
He held back. What I take from that song is modern. Which is odd for me to have an infatuation with it.
True.
Very, and I don't know hardly any modern songs. This one I know well. Also, I feel, Steve, I want Steve to chime in. I think David Alan Coe or Jerry Jeff Walker could have sang that song back in the 70s, and it would have sounded incredible.
Wow, yes.
So it's a song that could have went back in time, and it would have been fine.
I think so.
I could see also like that. If you want a chance, take it by Jerry Jeff Walker. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, could it definitely do that.
Oh, Jerry Jeff Walker. Thank you for invoking that.
Yes. And so I'm going to go, Jake, you just killed it again. I mean, that was unbelievable. And it just hits home. Dreams don't chase you back, Steve. Tell you that right now. Chase those dreams. Jake?
It's a little late for me, but...
Hey, I had a dream of being on the radio.
Yeah, that's true.
That was always
true.
That was in your 50s.
When I was like 57. I want to be on the radio. Radio's cool.
It made it happen.
9-4.
Whoa.
Jeez.
9-4.
I don't think Sip's going that high.
Yeah, I loved it.
Cody Johnson's in town.
Tonight and tomorrow.
If he walks by, please get him on the... Rudy, if you see him walking by here, get him on the show.
Yeah.
Cody's probably a breaker.
I hope he is. Morning, Cody.
Yes.
Welcome to Lincoln. Come on by.
Are you listening? Are you texting? It's a very, I like the message. It is a song that does grab you. I can get it to a 7-6.
Okay. We'll take a 7-6. Okay. Proper.
Yeah.
Have you heard it before?
No. I've never heard of Cody Johnson. I mean,
7-6, first time listening. I don't, is pretty impressive.
I don't know many Cody Johnson songs. I was a little surprised when I found out from getting my hair cut from McKenzie.
Yep.
And she was going to the concert, and he goes, yeah, he's doing two shows. And I'm like, two shows.
I was also surprised.
That really surprised me. I didn't think he would have that cachet.
Oh, that's what Sean's going to.
Yes.
Yeah, Sean's going after the game. So it's Saturday night.
Yeah, about 7 o'clock on Saturday.
What a night. What a day people could have a game, that concert, and then the fight. The Crawford Canelo Alvarez fight. Wow.
That's a full Saturday. Rudy, you want to guess Rudy's score?
I'm going to say Rudy really liked it. I think he's going to be a 7-9-9.
8-1, he says, emotional Friday, but I'm not complaining.
Emotional.
Emotional. Emo.
Yeah.
A little bit. Some ratings before we get to aging gracefully.
We have a mosquito in here.
Do we?
I had to go back to my heat shirt. You notice that?
But yeah, I did.
It's in the 90s. Yeah. I had to go back. Usually I'm done with this.
It's almost disappointing to me. I'm disappointed. Not in you, in the weather doing this. So.
Did you notice that?
Did.
Hey, you went back. Are you serious? There's a mosquito in here?
There's a mosquito in here.
We got to kill that thing. The Bandit, 10. Cody Johnson is the man. Rod says 7.5. Vernon Dakin, 7.8. Ron says country with two vomiting signs, 0.000. Ooh. All right, Ron.
Okay.
Mike and Dalton, 9.5. Sarah in Fallbrook, just a 2. Kent says, oh my, crazy good, 9.6.
Hmm.
Lyle in Omaha, 4. Sean in Omaha, 6.2. Who is Bird? 2!
Down on that
Bird.
Two from Bird.
Bird, think about David Alan Coe singing that or
that,
Jerry
that,
Jeff
would
Walker.
That make it better?
Would that make it different? Bird, text back.
Gavin, 9.2.
Thank you, Gavin from Pender.
B-Rex, 5.22. Amigo in Fremont says 3 on that one. Someone says fake country music, 1. Is that fake country?
There is a lot of, like, This is all over the.
Yeah, we have some tens and some zeros.
Wow. And then there's some harsh commentary. Comments. Hopefully Cody's not a breaker. He doesn't need to.
Cody, we're fine with you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lil Gonzo says, first time I've ever heard that song. I'll give it a solid 7.
Okay.
Lil Gonzo on that one.
I can't say I've heard of Cody Johnson. He's playing 2 shows at PBA. I'll be damned.
Jennifer 6, Hubby 4. A horrible song, Cody, is trash. 0.2 out.
That's not, come on.
Hey, he's in a shitty right why now. Even, Jake, he's helping the economy out.
Jake, why are you even reading that?
Yeah.
I'm not reading. Jake, we're not
doing
that.
You've been banned. You've been banned.
Yeah.
Jennifer 6, Hubby 4. Not country fans, but we like the words of the song.
Okay.
Hubby went 4.
And I can't forget YouTube here. We got Bolt 9.1, Kendall 7.9.
Dreams Don't Chase You Back.
Josh 9.8, East Lincoln West 8 on that
Thank
one.
You.
Doug in Idaho 8.88, Genghis 8.01, Nelson Montana 9.5, Robert 8.9. Song of the day was Till You Can't by Cody Johnson.
Thank you, Jay.
2021 in concert tonight and tomorrow at PBA. It is time for us to age gracefully, sponsored by our friends at
this.
Treads Central Tire Pros. And I was at Treads on Tuesday, got brand new tires. Thank you to Ron and the team. They are fantastic so far. Big fans. Just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Sip, what do you got for aging gracefully today?
It's kind of 3-1. I got to go fast here because there's a song involved. Probably, okay, the first headline is very simple. I think about this.
I'm going to write it down.
A small something you say could make someone's day. I don't know about you, but there's been many times where...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Someone has just said just something sort of nice. It maybe make part of someone's day. That's nice. Now, for me, I probably have gotten, I don't know, over 1 million compliments on my columns over the years.
Only a million?
Sometimes.
Okay, Arch.
Sometimes 60 a day.
Hey. Good family to keep me grounded, keep me honest. Whenever I'm acting like a turd, they tell me.
So it's hard for me. I mean, one of my greatest challenges in this life is to stay humble.
Okay.
When you get as many compliments as me.
All right. Pat him on the back.
Now, the second headline is, stay humble, or one might stumble. Ooh. I'm kidding about the compliments.
We knew you were.
Yes.
You were joking with us.
You big prankster over here.
Sarcasm, man. Sarcasm, Sip. Sarcasm, Sip.
I heard a song the other day that made me think about myself, and I it's a Barry Manilow song.
Okay. I love Barry Manilow.
And I just have to substitute one word in, and then it fits me.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the song by Barry Manilow, I Write the Songs?
Yeah.
Well, I write the columns. Okay? I write the columns that make the whole world sing. I write the columns of love and special things.
Mm-hmm.
I write the columns that make the young girls cry. I write the columns. I write the columns.
Barry Manilow.
Yeah, it reminded me of me. That's.
Do you ever dress like Barry Manilow?
Kind of.
No,
look at that.
I stole this from Ken Hamilton. We were covering the bowl game. We were covering an orange. I think it was an Orange Bowl in Miami, and we were in it. We had an adjoining room. I had a room, and he had a room, but we had one of those rooms where there's a door.
Yes.
So he could come through, and one time. And those trips were excruciating. And we just write. And I mean, it was a 14-day in Miami thing. And he was doing his laundry. He had to do laundry. And he was writing in his underwear. And he came through the door. And he was singing that Barry Manilow song with that. But he was substituting his the column thing. I thought it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Ken Hamilton was singing "I Ride the Column"
in his underwear.
In his underwear.
In your hotel room.
He came through the door in his underwear and was singing "Barry Manilow." It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. The third headline.
Where is this going now? Interesting start so
this
far.
This will be today.
With compliments, you should also be somewhat stingy, or you can come off kind of cringy. If you overdo it, mm-hmm. then it's not good. If you overdo compliments.
Or if some compliment in the deep down inside, you know, that's not even remotely true.
Right.
That's not even...
Yeah, I mean, you got to pick your spots where it really loses impact. If you keep going, I mean, obviously, I've been in those shoes too, or someone just compliments me and compliments me.
Keeps going.
Okay.
Steve continues.
Ooh. All right. Steve's going to just elevate out of the room.
I can already see it right now. It's going up.
In all seriousness, just a nice little compliment can make someone's day. Do it. Don't hold back, but don't overdo it.
You can't overdo it.
There you go. That's it.
Does Ken Hamilton know you're going to talk about him in his underwear?
It's too late now.
I think he's probably okay with it.
Okay. Singing Barry Manilow songs I know. In Miami.
And changing the lyrics to
Column. The lyrics to Column.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And we were those trips were really long. I mean, think about 14 days in Miami.
We would. We'd go down there we'd go down there extra long to practice for the weather.
Yeah, and you needed to do. It was really a challenge from a packing standpoint.
You play New Year's Day, and you were leaving December 20th.
Yeah. God, I mean, we rented a car. We rented a car for like 14 days. It was remarkable. We did it four or five times.
Jay in Colorado says, Sip is truly one of a kind. I love getting insight into how this man's brain works. It is incredible.
I thought about it yesterday when I was driving my motorcycle, the Barry Manilow thing. Have you heard that song?
Yeah.
It's like a beautiful song.
Yeah, Bill knew the song.
You don't know that song, Jay?
What? I know Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
Oh, no, I'm telling you.
I write the songs.
If I listen to it, I might know it.
Oh, yeah.
If I heard it before.
Right now,
I don't know.
Was it a number one hit?
It's a very beautiful production. You know, it's very... Well, Barry Manilow, most of his songs are a beautiful production. But it's a grand production.
Duke texts me that right on the phone call. He goes, really? He said, you heard a Van Halen song and you went with Rick Logan driving a yellow and white Chevy Blazer in to pick up Ron to the smoke show. That's where you went? You went back 45 years?
Come on, Duke.
Yeah,
exactly. I got to be nice to Duke.
Yeah.
Come on, Duke.
Because you haven't been nice to Duke so far.
No.
Be took shots at him at Ruhlman's.
Personal shots at him at Ruhlman's.
Kind of a short guy is what he said. He's like, really? From you?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's probably taller than me, so... I get Duke, you should understand.
That is another interesting Aging Gracefully, sponsored by Trends.
One of your best.
Central Tire Post. Lee Sterling is next. Hour two, an early break in the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.